Do you have a great mechanic? I'm Chris Bjorklund, the savvy consumer for Diamond Certified. One of the most important parts of our daily lives is being able to commute to work, school, and other activities in a safe, reliable, and well-maintained car. When your car breaks down, your life can literally come to a screeching halt until you find a mechanic you can trust to take care of the problem.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
But finding that jewel of a mechanic can be very discouraging, especially if you have had a bad experience in the past. I'm often asked what you should look for in a repair shop, and based on interviews with mechanics and customers, here's my advice. Does the shop specialize in your model of car? We all know that going to the dealer to get your car serviced is going to be more expensive. After all, that's where they make most of their profits. You have to find an independent shop that specializes in your make of vehicle. That can save you money, and you might also find that they'll try a bit harder to keep you as a customer. Are the employees courteous and responsive? Historically, all aspects of the automotive industry have suffered from a macho attitude, and repair shops are no exception. This can result in minimal communication about exactly what they plan to do to your car. You don't have to put up with this. If the manager is unwilling to explain verbally and in writing on your work order what services they'll perform and how much it will cost beforehand, just keep looking around for another shop. By law, they have to call you before any major repairs are made to get your approval first. When you pick up your car, there should be no surprises. Does your mechanic keep you from having unnecessary work done? I remember once being absolutely sure that I needed some new brakes and brought my car to my mechanic. After the inspection, he said I didn't need the work for another 5,000 miles. Imagine that. We also asked for advice on painting our 1969 Volkswagen Bug. Because the car was so old, he recommended just getting a basic paint job to prevent rust from developing. So that's what we did. Of course, it's easy to become attached to old cars, but eventually, it's not worth making repairs, as they'll outweigh the value of the car. Even though he's losing out on the repair bill, my mechanic does let us know when it's not worth keeping a clunker on life support. Look for the Diamond Certified symbol and other certifications. Diamond Certified shops have been independently rated highest in quality for customer satisfaction, and they are backed by Diamond Certified's performance guarantee. A list can be found at www.diamondcertified.org. Keep an eye out for signs indicating that the shop is AAA approved, or that its technicians are certified by organizations such as the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, ASE. If a shop has these stamps of approval, they won't be shy about it. Look for prominently placed plaques. Start small. If you're new to a shop, don't start off the relationship with a complete engine overhaul or valve job. Let them do a routine tune-up or flush out the radiator first and see how they do. If you're pleased with the service, chances are you'll be back for more complex and demanding work. But if they can't handle a simple oil change, you'll know not to come back. And finally, be willing to go that extra mile. Like the overpriced convenience store just around the corner, often the repair shop closest to you is not always your best choice. If you can't get someone to follow you and give you a ride back from a shop further away, a shop that specializes in your make or problem, jump on the bus or catch a cab. Don't put convenience at the top of your list in looking for a mechanic, even if it means going across town. It'll be worth it in the end to get the job done right the first time. I'm Chris Bjorklund for Diamond Certified. Thanks for listening.